Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
From Showtime and A24.
We love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Well, where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
I thought that was going to be like American Idol. Hey guys, and this is our American Idol. Oh, we're filming, aren't we? Got it. Yep. I sensed it in the room. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that we have a fun, exciting, sexy Lexi little guest, Miss Lexi Lombard.
Hello, hello, everybody.
How are
you? Thank you for having
me. Oh my God, thanks for coming on such a short notice, especially.
Oh, I only need a day. Like, Chris Clemens calls, like, I'm running.
So hot. See, now I could moan, but I won't. That's like all I do when I first sit down to the microphone and I have my headphones on. I'm like, wait, no, we're not even in the first minute. Like, YouTube is going to delete my channel at this point. Before we get into the episode, make sure you subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as watch the video episodes up on youtube.com/Chris every Thursday. They're there. What's new, Lex?
Let's see.
Before we get into it, also subscribe to Lexi at Lexi everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Lexie.
Boom. It'll be in the description. All of Lexi's stuff will be in the description of the episode.
You don't even know if you like me yet, so no need to figure it out.
You will like her. Lexi is like so legit Lexi. Legit Lexi.
My nickname in high school is Legit Lexi.
That's cool. Mine was I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. But Anyways, what's new?
All right. Well, I typically spend my time in New York where I live, and you know, the East Coast has great skiing, but for some reason I decided, no, I want to fly to California, drive to Mammoth Mountain, and go skiing there. That was what I told myself. Like, who's gonna do this?
You have your new ski suit. You're a new woman.
Oh, I know.
I like love how much you love your ski suit. Like always on Instagram story, it's like Lexi's like, I just wanted a ski suit. Booger, we get it. You love the fucking camera.
Booger, get up here?
Booger consistently will just sit in front of the... get up. Anyways, yeah, you...
Just drooling on the couch.
She loves, like, just sitting at like, the base of couches. I don't know. I'm like, you can get
me
up.
Me too.
You
I'm
know.
A floor person too.
Well, that's how you record your podcast, you were telling me. I had no idea.
I'm sitting on the floor, pillows on the couch, iPhone.
Crazy.
That's it. Okay, so I want to go skiing...
So you came out to ski.
So I came out to ski, brought my childhood best friend with me.
Love.
And while I'm planning this trip, my friend who lives here, because I used to live in LA, was like, you're going to fly into LAX, rent a car, go to Mammoth Mountain, drive back, fly out of LAX and not stay in LA? I was like, you're bringing up some points.
I like this friend.
Yeah. Shout out Tyra.
It's Tyra. I love Tyra. I love this friend.
So I'm like coming up with every excuse in the book, you know, like I want to keep the fresh vibes of the nature trip when I go back to New York. And she's like,
that's
that
what
is-
you started with. Oh boy. That's
like,
not
that
an argument.
Not a good point.
I'm with you on this one, Tyra.
So she's like, just stay with me
yes.
for a week. And I was like, okay, fine, twist my arm, you know?
And then I tried twisting your arm, and I was like, you should, I don't know, stay longer. And you're like, well, I did extend my flight another week. And I was like,
every day that goes by, I just go on the Delta app, and I'm like, oh, it's only $5?
Wait, really?
Yeah, it costs, in total, to move my flight twice. The first time, no, I've actually moved it 3 times.
So come on, businesswoman.
The first time it was $0. Second time it was 10. Third time it was 5. And I'm like, wow. I feel like only 2 years ago, you would be calling Delta Airlines, and they're like, it'll be $250 for you to move your flight 1 hour.
Oh, my God.
And now
it's... Are you like a...
I just have the app. I just have the app.
This episode sponsored by Delta. No, I fucking... I don't know where I stand with Delta. I don't think I like
them.
Do you
have a favorite airline?
I fly American, but I don't know if it's like my favorite.
Okay.
Like, no. I read a review on my podcast that said, out of touch. Yeah, no, I fucking get it, guys.
That's the point.
That's why you all want to listen. No, what I'm going to say is that the reason I brought it up is because what I'm about to say is only out of touch. I find American planes, I find American airline planes aren't consistent. Like some of the seats are from like 1912 and then some of them are from like literally this year. And then you don't know which one you're ever getting. I don't know if I love American, but it's the one I fly. I love JetBlue. Love a JetBlue moment.
Oh, yes, but like, I did fly JetBlue recently, and they have movies and stuff.
Okay, no, so cool. They're in the year 2012. That's good.
No, but sometimes you get on a flight, and it's just...
There's no TV shits in the back of the...
And then you're like, oh, God, I'm crowded, and there's no TV, and there's no Wi-Fi. Anyway, so I moved my flight, and I'm staying here longer, and I'm really enjoying my time in LA.
I love this.
And I'm on a food tour. I'm going to all the restaurants.
What ones have you been to?
I've been to All Time. Love their
What's
dinner.
What's that?
Oh, my God, Chris.
I'm, like, starting to write these down.
Okay, if y'all are into a big-ass salad, some lamb ragu... Some incredible burrata.
Ooh.
These Japanese sweet potatoes with a spicy sauce. It's a really great combination. We also had some orange wine and butterscotch pudding for dessert. I also went to Kismet Mediterranean. Have you been there?
I'm not a big Mediterranean girl.
Okay, time to change. Time to change.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello.
They're flaky bread.
Sex. Okay, well, I'm gluten intolerant.
It's worth it. Just this.
Okay, time. Honestly, I will.
I know.
I'll put myself through pain. I'll let the dough rise.
I really think this dough is worth it.
Okay.
And then I went to Bavel.
I literally have never heard of, quite literally up until now, a single one of these.
Okay, well.
Still including Bavel.
Y'all should go.
Where are these? Where's All Time?
All Time's in Los Feliz, I believe.
Are these all like in Los Feliz?
Kismet is Silver Lake.
Okay.
Bavel is Arts District.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I love that I live here and you're like, so these are the restaurants to go to. And I'm like... Okay,
you're
Chris,
like, so
stop ordering Taco Bell. Yeah, no, like literally my lunch is like Chipotle or Sweet Green. And I'm like, you are gross.
So I've just been having a good time seeing people, enjoying myself. What have you been up to? Are you doing well?
Yeah. No, I think I am. What is going on? I feel like I've just been in like this weird autopilot, like just get through the day kind of rut. Of just like where I don't like, as we can all tell, I don't really like remember what goes on. And I like try not to remember what goes on. Just feel like I've been like working and then like doing nothing.
So you need something to look forward to. You need a little excitement.
Yeah, I need. Well, first I need to figure out like what day and month it is. I think that's like throwing me for a loop. Yeah. The fact that it's like March already.
The way that you were like, oh, yeah, you want to come to this party on March 21st. And I'm like, it's March 4th.
And I was like, oh,
like, so March 21st is not next Tuesday?
No, like I was fully looking at next week as like March 20th.
I still feel like it's the new year. I feel like I eased into this year.
I mean, technically it is the new year, baby.
But,
for 12 minus 3, 9 more months. That was real math.
I'm lost.
Girl, welcome to my state of mind.
Unhinged with Chris Clemens.
I love your tattoo.
Thank you.
Whoa, is that a valet ticket?
This is my mom's car.
I'm obsessed with that.
Thank you.
Can
I show the camera?
Please. Wow. Suddenly, like, I want a tattoo like that now.
He's so cute, too,
the artist.
It's
so detailed.
I was like, you're so skilled and talented and adorable and kind.
Wow.
I would get so many more tattoos by him if I wanted.
Like, where is he? In New York?
He's in LA.
Shut the fuck up. Where? Okay. We'll talk after. Sorry. Our us girl bosses have to gatekeep. Thank you.
I want to play the games. I want to see what people ask.
Oh, should we? Okay, before we get into it, though, I asked you if you had a charitable shout-out or cause that you were passionate about. And before we get into it, we are going to put links down for Ukraine. Again, we did that last week for last week's episode. And we're going to do the ones that I put down usually are up to date and stay updated. But if those aren't, we'll put new ones as well. But also, Lexi has one that she's very passionate about.
The American Diabetes Association. My mom had juvenile diabetes, and this organization saved her life. Absolutely.
That's so amazing. Yes. So if you have any extra money or you want to make a donation, I heavily encourage. That's the word. Jesus Christ. Like,
but
literally,
Ukraine also very yeah, much needs yeah. it now. So like...
Lexi
You're
was like, I love
no matter what.
Yeah, Lexi was like, I love this cause, but Ukraine definitely needs it. I was like, why don't we do all of them?
Por que no los dos?
It's so easy. It's why just another, know? What's another URL down below?
Yeah, so but help where you want.
All of those links will be down below. Get involved. Stay aware of what's going on. And let's hear a voicemail. Oh, God. How, what are wait. These? Give us like a TLDR of what we're in for today, Sam.
People looking for advice, some random questions and weird stories. It's like across the board.
Should we be like, do we need to be prepared? Do we need like, we do. You're not saying anything
prepared.
Else, but you're like, just like, you know the fucking calls we get. Don't act like, what
oh,
could you
some
be
some of the calls we get are nuts.
No, I'm like, why do I have a podcast? I ask it maybe every episode 3 times.
On my podcast, people are like, I'm really in a funk right now, and I just want to know, like, what are your healthy coping mechanisms? And you're just like,
mine
I
are
farted
like,
in front of my teacher.
And then a little egg came out, and it hatched. What do I do next? And
yeah,
I'm like,
I think there's a mouse in my vagina.
I know.
And I'm like, who are these people?
I'm like, well, thanks for the title, I guess. Mouse in my pussy. Anyways, let's just
okay,
hear well, what...
Start off somewhat easy. This is somebody looking for advice.
Hi, Chris. My sister had... I need some advice. Okay. My sister had drawn me for... Secret Santa, and she, my partner and I had, we bought a house last year, and so as her Secret Santa gift to me, she got us a really giant canvas of a picture that I absolutely hate of us. It's the type of picture that only a mother could love, and come to find out, my mom picked the picture for this gift. I don't want to hang it up in my house, but I don't want to hurt my mom or my sister's feelings. I know it's March now, and luckily they haven't come by and seen this, but I just am not sure what to do or if I should re-gift this or where I could possibly hang this picture. So
it's of you.
Looking for some advice. Thanks so much. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Thanks for the question. Should we say what we think on this count of three?
Yes.
One. Two, three. Hang it in a bathroom.
Oh. Only hang it up when they're there.
Oh. See, that's stressful, though. That's like a lie you have to keep up.
It's a canvas.
I know, but like if they're like, hey, I'm dropping by and you're like busy, you're not going to remember to put it in a bathroom that you don't use.
God.
This bathroom was so sad, but this painting livened it up so much. Thanks, mom and sis.
I'm picturing it this size, if not larger.
Yeah, so what?
Weird gift.
Oh.
Weird gift.
Yeah, I guess that would be a pretty big for a bathroom then.
She said unless it's...
Unless it's like an 8x12 kind of canvas, you know? It doesn't mean it has to be...
Yeah,
like
you're right. I pictured it... No, I did picture it far like, oversized.
Floor to ceiling.
And it could be like 18 to 24.
Yeah, see, if it's small, I would just stick it in a bathroom. Like above the toilet, maybe next to a cross stitch, a cross hatch. What is... Cross stitch?
I think it's cross stitch.
Cool, work. Yeah... I just get worried because, like, I would totally be the bitch that, like, forgets to put it back up when someone comes, you know? Mm. Like, that's just not my forte is, like, remembering things, as we all very much know.
I'm surprised that you made it this long, like, that you put on a good face when opening it.
Yeah.
Oh. Because I think it would have been very clear from my reaction, just like, oh,
I wish
this
they,
is the photo you picked.
Yeah, I wish they could have, like, sent an attachment with the voicemail. Like, I would love to see what we're working with to see like how bad it is.
But maybe you're moving soon and it just gets lost in the move.
Movers broke it. That no, they just bought a house. I don't think they're moving. They're like
they,
there for
they,
yeah,
they
no, they're
just buy a house.
Yeah,
they
no, this
just...
is they're learning the long game. Well, they're gonna have to learn the long game.
I guess we have to go with Chris's
advice.
Have you ever
gotten a painting or something for your house that you've just like
yeah, for sure.
What?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I was. Yeah, I guess that's awful to say. But yeah, that's. It's so brutal.
If you're
because
you're fortunate
you,
enough to have a spare bathroom, because I'm over here like y'all out here with multiple bathrooms.
Well, I figured if they bought a house, like I would hope it's not like.
So the guest room?
Oh, a guest room. That's what I was going to say, but I didn't think like. Like I felt like assuming someone had a guest room would be too much. Put it in the garage. Oh my God. For my fucking birthday Airbnb, there was a framed Mona Lisa print in the garage, like next to the front door. It was the strangest
that's
fucking
so
thing.
So specific. Like, it was not a casual painting
no,
to put anywhere.
No, it was. It had like this gold ornate frame. It was like glass matting. So deranged. So you could always put it in the garage. It's never as weird as having a Mona Lisa in there. So there you go.
Options.
There, yeah, we gave you multiple. Put it outside. Yeah, give it away. That's always the tough part when you like want to, you love a gift because like you got it from someone who cares about you. But it's like, I don't love the gift.
But I love you.
But I love you, so I.
And the gift and my love for you are not tied. You could sit him down, have a whole. You're like, I just got to say.
An intervention.
I've been stressing. Mama. I've been stressing to the point that I called and left a voicemail on a podcast. I did not know what to do about this.
Well, I just. I called into Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Don't look it up. But.
That's the point of desperation. I got to.
I think you actually. Okay. I just thought of a solution. You could totally sit them down. Not like sit them down like full like mob meeting. But just be like, hey, guys, you know, like the gift you got me. I hated the photo. Like, it was such a thoughtful gift. But what I was thinking is you could paint over it. And so you guys could make it like a fun little painting session where all three of you paint the canvas and paint over it. So, yeah. No. Okay. What is that in front of us? A bowl of secrets from you guys. What? You guys can leave secrets in the link in the description of every episode. It just is things that you've never told anybody. It can be things you have told anybody. You have. We got it, Chris. Do you want to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is all you. Mostly because anytime I can pass off reading, you know I'm doing
when it. When I was younger, I was in love with Gandalf the Grey and, oh, these are Lord of the Rings characters.
Yeah, I only
Legolas?
Knew that based off of. Legolas. Work. I don't know.
Slay.
Slay.
I was in love with two characters from Lord of the Rings. Like, talking as little as preschool. And honestly, to this day, if there was an opportunity to, I would gladly take it. I don't get it.
I don't get this either. Was this a Mad Lib?
When I was younger, I was in love with Gandalf the Grey and Legolas from Lord of the Rings. Like, talking as little as preschool. Like, he was in love. And if there was an opportunity to date them.
They would want to get with the characters from Lord of the Rings.
Girl, keep that shit to yourself. Fuck, not everything needs to be submitted as a secret.
I felt dumb reading that. I was like, I don't get.
Oh my God, that is me reading everything for this podcast. Mostly because I think it's my reading comprehension skills.
Oh, all time low.
But like some of them are like, okay, you guys should be a little less stoned when you're writing these. But
sometimes I feel stoned when I'm reading it.
No, fully. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Fully, you know,
I know I'm here and sober. And
but then suddenly I read this and I left.
And
I
the
go?
Milligrams are hidden.
Okay, next one.
Have you ever fallen in love with a character? Like a...
No, not that I can think of.
I watched Pretty Little Liars too. Just kidding. I never fucking watched that shit.
I'm like, I never had a sexual attraction to an animated or fictional character, I suppose.
I'm trying to think if I have. There, like
in
I'm
a fantasy,
sure
I'm sure like hot characters.
Yeah.
Are, like, Elliot from Euphoria vibes.
What? Is he?
Dominic Fike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was Jacob Elordi, who was also an.
Stupid hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, the entire Euphoria cast.
Dumb hot. Every single one.
Sydney Sweeney, are you.
Dumb hot.
Fucking
Hunter
me?
Schaefer, dumb hot. Zendaya, dumb hot.
Zendaya, I mean, what are we talking about?
Oh my God.
Can
all
you imagine
of that.
Being casted on that? I would be like, so I have to quit. Thank you guys so much.
They were like, okay, we've got a show, but we need to cast the hottest people in America.
Even like the parents and the teachers, I'm like, I haven't even watched the show and I know everyone's fucking hot. I've seen it all over TikTok and I'm like, yeah, okay, whoever's mom this is, she can get it.
What
whoever's
about,
dad that is, He can get it.
Any animated character for you? Were you ever like, oh God, Arthur, my God.
No, I don't think the log ever got hard for all Arthur. I'm trying to I loved, not as like a sexual.
Scooby-Doo?
No, oh God, no.
Why did I feel like that was what
no,
was
Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. Again, not sexual, but like, oh. I just had like an obsession. Like, I have more like obsessions over like how cute and like cuddly like cartoons could be.
That's different than like, yeah, Stitch could get it.
No, Stitch could not get it. Stitch is like an infant.
Love that little TikTok trend where it was the rotating Disney characters.
Oh, and Smash and Pass.
Smash or Pass.
Yeah, that didn't like sit right with me.
Of course, that's why it was funny.
Yeah. Like, bestiality is hilarious. Thank you, Lexi.
Next.
Do you want to expand on that?
Let's do a secret.
We have a secret.
I love boogers so much.
Stay away from my dog. Stay away. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, so this is a long strip of paper. This sentence is about 9 words. I've masturbated at work to the thought of my boss.
Oh.
Honestly.
Vibes.
The boss kink.
Slay.
Yeah. Oh. Slay.
Slay.
Slay. Yeah, I mean, I think we've all done this. That doesn't seem that special. Oh, yeah, no, not all of us. After the producers look at me, okay. I mean, what? You haven't fucking had a boss that you've jerked off thinking about?
At work, that's...
At work, absolutely.
At work? Like, while you're at work?
That's what at work means.
It's a confession.
Ooh, what is it?
I was the one who farted in third grade while we were taking a test. Not Danny. I'm so sorry.
That's iconic. I love that shit.
Like, you just have to get it out. You're like, God, I know. I blame that one on
you. I want to know how old that person is now. Like, how long this has been weighing. Like, third grade weighing fart? Him. Girl, move on.
He couldn't. Now he can. Now you can.
Let bygones be bygones, bitch. Anyways, let's do a call.
Okay, I have one that's kind of related to that secret, so I think I should play it.
That is the perfect transition.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Love the podcast.
Why are you laughing?
I need advice on something. Okay, so I am in a 9-month relationship with my boyfriend, and how do I put this simply? Like, he's a twink, and twinks aren't usually, like, my type, but, like, he has the ability to, like, turn me on and stuff, but
I would hope so.
Recently at work, there have been some new hires that are just, like, very fine, and I get, like, sexually attracted to them, but, like, it feels wrong because it feels like it's cheating, but, like, I don't know, like, sometimes I'll masturbate to, like... one of the coworkers, like, obviously, like, not them in the room or anything, but, like, I just picture them in my head and, like, I start masturbating. But then it feels like I'm betraying my boyfriend. So I don't know what to do. If you can please help, because he is really attractive, but, like, you know, he's not usually my type. So, like, sometimes...
Okay, this is a lot to
talk. I don't know. Thank you.
Yep, thank you for this trauma dump.
You're not cheating.
Yeah, I don't. This is why I don't think I could ever be in a relationship. Like, I don't think this is why I'll ever be in, like, a full, long-term, successful relationship, because I feel like this person.
Your eyes wander.
It's not, like, it's just, like, when someone's hot, I'm like, wow, what the fuck is that like?
It's not like when you're in a relationship, you're not attracted to people. And
yeah, like, is that, like, wrong, though, if
that's
you are?
You can't control your attraction, like, sexual urges. Like, what you can control is if you act on them or not.
You are so fucking true.
So you jerking off to your hot coworker is far different than you actually having sex with them.
And also, I think it would be totally different if you were having sex with your boyfriend and thinking about your coworkers, or, like, thinking about your coworkers to turn you on in that situation. And also, it doesn't matter if your boyfriend isn't your type. If there's something there, it doesn't, like, take that out of the equation of, like, he's not my type. He clearly fucking is because you like him.
Mm-hmm. And you made it, what, 9 months?
Okay. Yeah, 9 months. But also ask your boyfriend if he's open to a threesome.
The possibilities.
Listen, there's some new hires. Let's hire him. Let's hire him. We're talking erections. I don't know if we are. I just wanted to say something shocking. Wow, that was wild. I miss, like, the office environment and going to the bathroom and jerking off in the bathroom stall.
God, I miss it.
Okay, I only did it a few times.
Did you ever do it in school?
Let's see. Did I? No, in high school, I probably couldn't have even imagined doing that.
I was thinking college.
No, well, I'm just clearing my conscience and not having room for interpretation. Middle school, I like barely learned what a hand job was. And that was like for the comfort of literally a locked bathroom door in my house. College, I can't imagine having done it during class. Just because I know when I was in class, I was like strictly like sucked into my laptop. I was just fully like instant messaging, not doing anything. Like, so like getting hard wasn't really on my list of things to do. Especially if you saw some of my fucking teachers. Jesus. Not pretty. Did you ever fling with a college professor?
Mm-mm, but I had a mad crush on one.
Spell.
Oh my God, he was married.
Oh.
And it was my last semester that the pandemic happened. So it went from seeing him in person to
Zoom.
Yeah. But then I got to see his house and he had this sexy library behind him. And I'm like, oh my God.
Was it a green screen though?
No.
That's my therapist fucking did that until like 3 weeks ago for over a year and a half. I thought he was in his office. It's a fucking picture of his office, of the couch I used to lay on. And it's a full green screen he puts behind him.
And you never noticed?
The only reason I noticed is because he answered and there's a green screen behind him. I screenshot it and I was like, what the fuck is that? Full Cardi B. What was that? Or Wendy Williams.
I can't trust
you. I can't keep up with the TikTok audios. No, I was like shook. Anyways, wow, that's hot. I always wanted to have like a professor fling. Just seems like...
But he was objectively hot. And I think everyone in there was having their own fantasies.
I was going to be like, wait, what's his name? So I could Google him on Instagram. So I could Google him on Instagram. Getting old is freeing, guys. Wow. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong for masturbating to your coworkers.
You're not cheating.
You're not cheating.
It happens. And if it passes, great. And if it doesn't, you'll figure it out from there.
Yeah. I think so much of like life can be chalked up to like, you're going to figure it out. Like, I just think it's like, okay, if you're still alive, you've clearly made it through some choices you had to make, through some hardship. Like,
you've got this.
Babe, you've got this.
We like hold up a sign.
Babe, and then my sign is, you got this. And then we're dressed like Hooters girls. Honestly, obsessed.
I wish we were in Hooters outfits right now.
No, I'm very glad we aren't, mostly because I ate a full bag of chips last night. And I... Ho.
I...
Ho. This is a tricky one.
This right here is my swag.
I'm lesbian.
Why is that?
But...
Shocking.
I'm only straight for my boyfriend.
Oh! Oh! Honestly... Sexuality is a spectrum. I'm sure a lot of people are, because I would go and say the same, like, I prefer men, but then there's like one girl that comes along.
Well, that's why I don't understand people who are like, I'm this. I'm like, you've never met that one person that's like thrown your world off. That's why I'm like, let's take things as they come. That's why I think like, maybe you're not lesbian. And that's okay. Stop being lesbian. Welcome to conversion therapy. I'm Mike Pence. yeah, I think that's fine. Go off. Honestly, that's kind of hot. Wait, you're like low-key killing it. Because if your boyfriend wants to have a threesome, you're like, I think that's a great idea. I'm going to one-up you. Let's orgy it. Wow. See, this is why I want to be in a relationship. It just seems so fun. You can have like a little bedroom circus.
One question ago, you're like, this is why I could never be in a relationship.
And now I'm like, this is why life is worth living. Threesomes. Yeah.
You can have threesomes when you're single.
No, I know. It's just so much more coordinating. You have to coordinate with two people instead of one.
I honestly think it's better. I feel like it's messier if it's a relationship.
Oh, for sure. So. But all I'm saying is coordinating. Much easier job.
The aftermath.
There's just one person who got a text rather than two strangers you've got to look after. Oh, dear.
Another call or another secret?
What do you want to do?
I want to read a secret.
Let's read a secret. Oh, my God. I don't know why I picked the heaviest bowl to store these secrets in. Okay. What is it?
I fell asleep and my dad let the dogs in my room.
I don't love where this is going. Just the idea that this is a secret that they haven't shared.
Parentheses. Like, I don't sleep with clothes on.
I already...
Oh!
No, if there's penetration, we can't.
It's not, but it's... I woke up to my dog eating me out. I feel so gross.
That was exactly...
I feel gross. I feel gross for reading it.
Well, at least we have a title. My dog ate me out. I can't even, like... Say... Some secrets really should stay to you, between you and God.
I want to believe that that didn't happen.
Sadly, I do think that that one did. That one I really... Yeah. I don't think the dog got the right water bowl.
You know, like, that's when you're playing truth or dare and then you get the thing, you're like, I really should have chosen the other one.
Yeah.
When you ask secret or call, I should have said
call. It's always, yeah, it's always calls. It's always take the call. Always take the call. That is all I've learned on Unhinged with Chris Clemens is always take the call.
Let's take a call.
Never the fucking telegram.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Lexi. It's me. I'm just calling because I'm just thinking about the fact that we'll be recording tomorrow.
Is this you?
And I'm in deep on the martinis. We got an espresso. We got a regular. We also have some wavy wine. And I just wanted to see, how are you feeling? Like, at this very moment, when you're hearing me ask the question, how do you feel about the podcast currently? Is it going well? Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel like it needs something? Or do you feel like it's right on track?
I want what you're drinking.
Can't wait to hear. Love y'all. Bye.
That was you? You sound like you're on Adderall. You sound like the Energizer Bunny if that thing talks.
Espresso martinis.
My God. That I was like, hey, Chris and Lexi. I was like, how did someone know that Lexi's here? I didn't even say that. I was like, I said they don't live here. And like, I don't even remember what I said.
New York.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Because when someone said, hey, Lexi, I was like, oh.
I think did I call in once and forget I called in?
Yeah,
I think I've
done first episode. Yeah.
What's crazy is that I knew I called in. I still was surprised.
I was shook. And then you were laughing and I was like, oh, this is one of your friends. And then I was like, you said we record. Oh, okay, got it. How do I feel about the podcast today? I think it's good.
I think
any time where there's a guest, I'm like, this is great. And if it sucks, there's another person to blame as well. So
I know. If you hate this episode, just put it all on me. Be like, no. Ooh, is that Lexi girl? Like,
no, I would never.
No, but you know when your mom will just be like, oh, you don't want to hang out with that person? Just tell them that
I said you can't.
Yeah. Like, if you feel unhinged this episode, just like, wasn't it? Just be like, it was Lexi. It's not the podcast.
No, I'm loving today's episode. I haven't had that much trouble, speaking. Very minimal reading. You know, it's really just,
you know what?
We're living the good life.
I'll spill a secret. I really am like, regretting the whole Gandalf Lord of the Rings secret. I really was like, I don't get it, and I wish I got it.
Yeah, no, there's so much of this that I wish I got.
It's
life.
But sometimes it's better to not get it.
It's adulthood, and I think that's okay. It's like almost, there's some beauty you have to find in like the act of not getting. Yeah, the bimboification. Is that what you just said? The bimbification. There it is. The bimbification of Chris Clemens. Okay, I've got to stop grunting. Wow, thank you so much for leaving us that.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
I went to a wine bar, and then we went to another bar after, and I was really excited about today. Fuck. And I was like, I'll call in. Fuck it. Like, I'll leave something. That'll be so fun to listen to tomorrow.
And here we are listening to it tomorrow.
Yeah. And I really was curious. I was like, maybe I'll be nervous. Maybe I'll be over-caffeinated. And no. Honestly,
how are you enjoying it? You can be honest.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, this is so casual. I was a little bit stressed about it last night. I have to go home. I have to make sure I get a full night's sleep. I can't stay out too late. And Tyra's
you have to be put together for this show.
It's like, y'all are just going to be smoking a bowl on a couch. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. Lexi was like, should we smoke during it? And I was like, sadly, Miss Susan from YouTube will have me deleted. So, no, that'll be for after. Let's do another call. I don't know if
hey,
I want to read this.
Hey,
wow.
So I had a funny little story for you.
Thanks.
It was simultaneously the worst moment of my life and also the funniest.
Okay.
When I was with my first boyfriend, I was about 19. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were drinking some boxed wine, as you do.
Slapping the bag.
And we were getting a little, you know, a little sexy. A little spicy.
I love this story
time.
I love it.
While I was in my underwear, I thought this was a perfect time to mention how I was super flexible and I could definitely still put my leg over my head.
like I used to do when I was, I don't know, she's 8 years old.
Do you think she shit or fart?
So I proceeded to lift my leg up and immediately let out, I think, the loudest fart that's ever come out of my body.
That's so funny.
I froze. Legs still halfway in the air.
I was just going to say, is the leg still
out? In the room. And the fact that I didn't immediately leave, quit my job, break up with this boy, and move across the country really astounds me.
Tell me that you're still together.
We went on a date for 2 years. So that's my silly little story. Yeah. I love you. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That is a story I can relate to very heavily, minus the relationship aspect.
This is the perfect example for the cliche that you can never do anything wrong for the right person. You can never do anything right for the wrong person.
I was thinking the exact, like, babe, you're in the relationship. Let them rip.
Let it rip. It's also just so funny that you're like, this is the perfect time to show off how flexible I am.
I know. And I love that you didn't do like a back bridge or anything. You were like, let me put my leg above my head in my underwear.
And it literally backfired.
I mean, I was going to say, you should be thankful you didn't full on shit. Like, you didn't give him a gift at all. That would have been something that you quit your job and move across the country.
When you're feeling yourself, you're like, oh, God. Oh, what? So
you
want to
see me put my whole foot in my mouth? Honestly, I kind of live for it.
I love how confident she was telling the story.
I loved your storytelling abilities. Like,
you should have a podcast.
I say it every episode. Drink. We should make that a new game. Every time I say that these bitches should have a podcast, I don't remember where I am. Do we want to do a secret? How long have we been going?
36 minutes.
It's only been 36 minutes. Wow.
I have to pee. Can we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a hot break. I'm going to smoke something, I think.
Okay.
Guys, we're going to go take a quick little schmirka break, and we'll be back. Before we carry on with the rest of the episode with Miss Lexi Lombard, I want to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is Helix Sleep. If you do not know, Helix Sleep is a premium mattress in a box company that will match you up with the perfect mattress and ship it right to your door. Helix knows that everybody is different and has different preferences and needs for a mattress, and that is why they have the Helix Sleep Quiz, which matches you up, like I said, with the perfect mattress. When I took the Helix Sleep Quiz, I said that I am a side sleeper. I want a king bed, medium firmness. I sleep a little hot. Don't sue me. And they matched me up with the Midnight Lux, and I have never gotten such good sleep. Now, I know ordering a mattress online when you haven't laid on the mattress might be overwhelming or intimidating, which is why they have a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So if you don't like your mattress in those 100 days, you can tell them and get a return, and they will pick it up. Now, if you want to say goodbye to terrible sleep, Helix is hooking it up for my listeners. They are offering up to $200 off all mattress orders plus 2 free pillows by going to helixsleep.com/unhinged. That is helixsleep.com/unhinged. Thank you so much, Helix, for sponsoring another episode. Let's get back to it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
And now
we are back.
Everyone's like, okay, I can get with this.
Yeah, I think we should say that.
Okay, let's do it.
I liked that.
I liked it. No, I loved that. Like,
I love a bit. I love a bit. I don't think it's in trouble. Because I'm never a bit. I'm always sincere.
I'm never a bit. I just want to be a bit.
I'm always just telling the truth. And sometimes I just want to make a joke and be sarcastic and tell an alternative reality.
Are we back? Oh, good. It's always fucking happens on this podcast.
We took a break and now we're back.
That's all we planned out. That's what that balloon of silence was sponsored by. Let's do a call. I think we should have someone else put us back on.
And I want to interview you. I want to ask you questions. I know it's your podcast, but.
Okay. I'm down for that. Okay. I'm an open book for most part.
Except for the closed chapters.
I'm a little scared. Oh, I'm fucking scared. Pick me up.
Anyways, okay.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
my name's Olo. I'm from Dallas, Texas. So basically,
can we start this over before we're too deep in? I did not understand quite literally a word they said, love.
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, Dallas, Texas. That is not what I heard. I heard state tech. I heard.
I thought his name is Nate, or I don't know.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay, I feel much less stupid for asking us to replay because we all got different interpretations of this one.
Except for
I think Lexi actually just like is listening and present, which God bless you after the break.
Okay, let's try it.
Hey, Chris. My name's Olo. I'm from Dallas, Texas. So basically,
oh, Dallas, Texas. Hi, Olo.
I'm sitting out of like a donating plasma parking lot with my girlfriend. She is inside because I got a hematoma for like the third time in a row, but a girl still gets paid. So
work.
This time I got paid $130 for like my third time going. And I don't know why more people aren't doing this. I mean, it's money. Yeah, it kind of hurts. But even if they prick you, you still get paid. And so I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to a concert in Las Vegas, and I think in a month. So I'm like, I need to pay my car. I need to pay my loans. I need to pay rent. And I'm just like, what do you do? How do you manage your time and money to, like, pay for everything around you, your wants and your needs? Because as a 23-year-old woman, gay woman, brown gay woman, things are just complicated.
You don't need to brag with the adjective.
Tell me how you manage yourself. That's all I want to know. Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Okay, if you watch this, caller, if you watch that, I was laughing truly because I misheard, like, okay, I mean, I fucking misheard the first part. And then we replayed it. And then I missed, like, the main chunk of it. And then I was trying to catch up. And then I kept missing what was playing. And so the whole time I was just laughing because, once again, it's like me taking a test. I was like, I can't do that. Like, I fucked myself so hard. And then I got to the question. And then I was like, okay, we're good.
I also, there's a problem on my little board right here. And that's not what I meant to play. So I guess that's
well,
a
Dallas,
bonus,
Texas,
a
go fuck yourself. How do I manage myself? I feel like I've really only learned how to manage myself and my money, I guess is what we're talking about. Within the last few years, I was not 22, I was not 20, even 25, I had like a negative bank account sometimes. Like, no, not sometimes, like probably once or twice, but still it's like it happened. I think it's just something that's going to be so individualistic for you that's going to work for you because it's something so important. And I think that I don't know where I was going with that shit. There was something. Fill in the blank. You know, love ya.
It's totally understandable to be in your early 20s and not have money.
Oh my God. It's like the most normal fucking thing.
It's far luckier to have a lot of money in your early 20s. So don't beat yourself up for not having finances yet. And there's plenty of ways to get money. And if you're fine, what is it? Selling your plasma?
Yeah, I think that's
what we were talking about. OnlyFans on the break.
We're still not going to do it, but we like.
But like, it's a way to make money.
It's a great way to make money.
So you just got to figure out what is a way that. Okay, I don't want to, like, OnlyFans and selling plasma. I was like, these are ways to make quick ways for cash.
I mean, they both are very, like, you have to undergo very, like, specific shit for both of them. So it like just because it's easy doesn't mean it's actually easy.
Yeah, but also balancing your wants and your needs. Take care of the needs first, obviously. And if there's room for wants, by all means. But I do think you can't only live for the needs. You do need to give yourself some time and room to go to that concert to I think the other one was what, get your car fixed?
Yeah.
So a need and a want.
But yeah, that's my like everyone in my family, like my mom and brothers are so just like smart. I mean, like they have like real life smartness that I mean, clearly fucking don't have. I could barely say that sentence. But like they're really good with money. They're good with math and shit. And like, so to them, they're very like play by the rules, safe, like over save, over pull out of their paychecks for like taxes, over this and that. And they look at me and I'm like, I bought a new bag today.
You should see Booger's new collar.
Yeah, literally. And I'm just like, I think it's I find myself very in the middle of like, I think it's maybe leaning more towards the spending, but I find myself like, yeah, it's good to save. It's good to think about 65 and retired, but also like
personally, it's like, if I'm not doing anything that's enjoyable, what the fuck am I so stressed out and depressed for?
Yeah, don't make yourself miserable not having money.
Yeah, well,
also, look at what you are spending money on. Step one is awareness. Like, look at what you're even buying.
And come then on, life coach.
See out of what you're actually buying what you don't care about, and then stop buying those things. And then that will turn into cash, and that will be savings, and then you can do the things you want.
Amen.
Next.
Number 32.
Should we keep doing voicemails?
Yeah, I like the voicemails. The secrets are kind of disturbing sometimes. Like
after the dog one, I'm like,
yeah, no. Yeah.
It started with like, oh, I think I'm in love with an animated character or a fictional character.
And then it was like, hey, we're giving a new definition to doggy style. I'm sorry. Is that not, that one wrote itself. It licked itself.
Next. Well, yeah, this might be a little of a weird gamble now, too, because that one wasn't supposed to be the one that played, so hopefully.
You don't need to tell it again for the caller.
Hey, Chris. I mean, hi from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Pennsylvania.
Anyways, I just wanted to ask, where is your favorite place in New York? Like, ooh. I'm going to New York in next weekend, and I was curious what you think the best place to go is in New York. Like, very underground, you know? All right. Love you so much. Yeah. Have a good podcast.
Thank you so much. Love you. I'm going to hand this baton right to Miss Lex.
Oh, there are so many good places to go in New York. Do not overestimate. No, do not underestimate spending your time at a park. Any of them. They all have personalities. Central Park, Washington Square Park, Tompkins Square Park, Prospect Park if you're in Brooklyn, Domino
Nolita
Park.
The little triangle.
The baby one.
That one goes so hard for being so tiny.
You can't go wrong in a park. Definitely check them out.
Even just like a bench, like a random bench in
some
the city.
Some people,
like,
watching?
Yes.
Literally grab yourself like a hot dog or a pretzel, sit on a bench and just observe. It is so fun.
Yeah, and I feel like I struggle with this question because I'm trying to think of one specific place.
Like, the clubs, the restaurants, the bars.
But
and
it's
I'm like a bench.
New York is like
a bench.
Yeah, but also I just think it's like New York isn't so much about where you go, but it's about what you do in the day. Like, I feel like you could have a really shitty moment in New York, and then you could in 2 hours be having the best day of your life. And it's just about, like, I would say just walk around, pop into places that seem interesting. Guess what? If you don't like it, you can turn right the fuck around and keep on walking. It's just like magical, the shit you find just by stumbling upon. That's like my...
It's really the magic of it.
I love
you
walking in New York.
You can stumble upon so much.
Mm-hmm. I just think you can't go wrong walking. You see so much beautiful like buildings and architecture. You see nice, beautiful people.
And every neighborhood has its own...
like quirk.
Yeah. So it really doesn't even matter where you are. If you're staying in Brooklyn, it's not like you need to go to the West Village to have a good time.
Totally.
Whatever neighborhood you're in.
And if you like want to go to New York again, just start with one neighborhood that you're interested in and then go to another one the next time and then go to another one the next time and repeat. But yeah, I think it's pretty hard to go wrong. No, that's actually not true. Yeah, it's pretty hard to go wrong in New York City. No, it's actually pretty easy to go wrong in New York. Just be like street smart. But I would say walk around.
Keep rolling.
And what am
hey,
I? Thank
Chris,
you.
I'm a huge fan and I have a question for you like, and your guest that? This week.
Hey.
I'm wondering what your advice is when and if you run into someone who you admire, you follow on Instagram, but you absolutely do not know. And the example is that this past summer I ran into your friend Claudia and Phineas in public in LA. And I think that I made a huge fool of myself, but I really didn't want to be rude. Ended up kind of running away from the situation, literally. So would love your advice on what
the
best way to deal with that is politely, including if it's just don't engage. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for that. That's like a really, I feel like,
this
solid question.
Yeah. And I think I have a solid answer. Do you agree?
Oh, bitch, I'm not telepathic.
I got my answer. Yeah, like, you think you have a solid answer as well?
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, do you think the answer I haven't said yet is really good?
I was like, okay, based off of what we did earlier with the countdown of what do we think we're each guessing? No, I don't think we have the same. I was like, no, I don't think we agree.
For someone that puts themselves on the internet, unless they're clearly in the middle of something, I think it's incredibly flattering to go up to them and say, hey, I love your videos. that's it, you know? Yeah. I just wanted to say I saw you and I wanted to let you know that I love your content. And then you can just move on your merry way. I think a lot of times the situation depends on if they're in the middle of something, if they're sitting at dinner, if they're on the phone. Maybe that wouldn't be the time to disturb someone that you know from, you know, either celebrity culture or the internet. What are you laughing at?
What'd you do?
What? Someone was on the phone at dinner and you're like, oh my God, get me a photo.
No, I don't think I would ever disrupt anybody at dinner. I'm thinking like, okay, maybe Rihanna. Because like, when the fuck will that ever happen again? But even still, it's like, I respect her too much to even do that. The phone. I was really stoned in West Hollywood the other week with my friend. And we were just like getting high. And then we were going to walk to Sweetgreen and get some salads. And we're walking there. And the Sweetgreen we were at is by the Oppenheim Group, which is selling Sunset.
Totally.
And so my friend and I were just like joking because like, we're both just so giggly when we're high. And like when we're together, it is just, we're
trouble.
Like, yeah, it's like such subtle trouble.
Yeah.
It's like trouble between what like we're saying.
Innocent.
But yeah, it's so innocent. But like to us, it's like mayhem. So we're walking, we're like, oh, it's the Oppenheim Group. Like, and then we were making fun of Davina. And then literally in front of us, we look up and I was like, that girl looks like Davina. It's Davina. It's Davina from Selling Sunset. And she's on the phone. And I was like, I don't give a shit how, like, I'm asking for a photo. So I was like, hi, can I have a photo? It was, like, the most obnoxious thing, but I almost didn't care. And she literally turned around and she was like, I've been trying to figure out how I was going to tell this story. Oh, my God. Oh. She turns
new
on.
Title,
she,
I met Davina from Selling Sunset.
And I took her $80 million listing. She turns around, horrified. She goes, ah. And I was like, can I have a... And so she looks at me and you could tell that she was like trying to be like, no. She was like on a flip phone, which I didn't even register until literally right now. Or maybe she wasn't. Where's the picture? If I'm lying, don't hold me to it. But I want to say my memory says she was on a flip phone, which honestly, it was like kind of a flex. I was like, that's hot. It was the most I've ever liked Davina. So she... You could tell she wanted to say no. And she's like, okay. And then on the phone, she goes, hold on. I'm putting the phone down. I have to take a selfie with a fan. I was like, bitch, please. So I took a selfie with her and like I'm holding my vape pen and it is just like the funniest.
Chaos.
No, and so then we go into Sweetgreen. I'm like cackling. We are like literally cackling after walking by, which is so rude. But like, and Chris, you don't know her. That was rude. I hear it. Okay. Another out of touch
but
review.
But sometimes you don't care.
Sometimes I don't care. Like, and that was truly one situation where I don't care. There. Yeah. What is wrong with me owning that? Me turning into HRH collection so fast. What is wrong with that? And so then we ended up eating our salads at some like outdoor eating area. And she just was standing there the whole time on the phone. But like, we didn't know that we didn't know she was there. And I think. It was just so awkward and uncomfortable. So, yeah, definitely don't do it on the phone. But there are exceptions.
It sounds like she admired Claudia. Like, she... It wasn't like, oh, this is... What's the guy's name? Something from Target? Alex from Target. Where, you know, he's on the phone and you're like, hey, Alex from Target, let me get a photo.
Yeah, there's, like, more meme-y people, which I think they kind of lean into. Or, like,
absolutely,
they're aware.
They're characters.
Yeah, but, like...
Whereas Claudia's a person.
Yeah, I think what that
people,
is, like...
You know what I mean?
I think with that is, like, use your best judgment for the situation. Like, to me, I always love it when people have conversation and, like, I just get to know the person. And, you know, it, like, that to me is much better than, I would rather have that happen than a selfie.
Like, if someone came up to you and they're like, I just think you're incredibly funny and I admire your work. Can I have a handshake? And then walked away. Imagine that.
I mean, in this climate, a handshake, really? I'm not trying to spread germs.
It's a hand.
I'll do a foot tap.
Yo, I really admire your work.
Boom. Yeah, I'm so into that.
Okay.
Because I think that is like...
Chris Clemens suggests foot taps from now on when meeting.
Why wouldn't I? When people are like, oh,
you
we don't
shake
do
my
handshakes.
Head. It's fine.
We
I'll
do
allow
foot
it.
Bumps. I'm so... like, it's cool, too. It's just like, what's up?
Yo.
Whoa. Yo, I mean... oh, no, you don't. Whoa.
Whoa.
But yeah, I think a lot of times people will respect when you are like, I admire what X, Y, and Z that you do. Just wanted to say that. Sorry to bother. Like, that is the way I approach it when I see people that I'm like, whoa.
I agree.
I'm like, oh, you're awesome. I just wanted to say, hey, like.
Yeah. Thanks. The only time I think I would ask for a photo from a celebrity is if it was a situation where I saw them like at a conference or at their concert.
Totally,
you know?
Totally.
But if
totally.
I saw them on the street, I probably, if I like really was a big fan, I probably wouldn't ask for a photo.
Same. I'd probably like try and sneak one pretending like I'm on totally. The phone.
Different.
Yeah.
But I think I'd have too much shame to ask for a photo.
So yeah, that's how I am. That was a good question though. I'm sure you handled it great. Caller. Thanks. Good talk. You can play the next call now.
Hey, Chris. I was just wondering
hey.
If you have any food obsessions that, like, aren't popular or are kind of controversial. Like,
controversial
I
food.
Recently rediscovered applesauce, and I'm fucking obsessed. And I'm also
a little
obsessed
controversial.
With sprinkles.
I love applesauce.
Like, I've gotten two big-ass, like, things of sprinkles from Target and just... pour
hammered
them
it down.
All over my ice cream
because
they're so
sprinkles
good.
Are oh. so
but like,
good.
I was wondering, like, do you have any weird obsessions or like things that maybe you rediscovered from your childhood that you're obsessed with that like
yeah,
not everybody's obsessed with?
For sure.
Anyways, yeah. Thank you.
You're
love
welcome. That's a good question.
And
thank you.
Love the haircut too.
Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you. Guys, thank
stop,
you,
stop.
Everyone. I wish you could add an echo effect right in live. Yeah, I mean, the main one I've always talked about, I've been a big advocate for this, is marinara sauce with a spoon. I think if you find the right marinara sauce, it is tomato soup. It's tomato soup. Fight me on this, and it, guess what? Doesn't taste metal like tomato soups. So, that is my controversial take. Rao's is a personal favorite. It's
The Arrabbiata.
But literally, though, like, I like finding a tomato sauce that is, like, no sugar added and is just pretty simple and straightforward. It's a marinara sauce. You don't need that much shit in it. And I find if you just put it in a bowl, heat it up with
I've
a spoon.
I've seen this. You are an advocate.
I will die on the hill of this. I don't care. Like, the fact that our soup doesn't come in glass jars is crazy to me.
Points potentially made.
Potentially.
I don't think I have a controversial food that I like. I feel like I do eat adult foods.
I love like picklebacks.
I love a pickleback.
Love a pickleback. I know some people don't. Like that's not a common.
Would you consider applesauce controversial?
No, I just think it's more like, I definitely think it's like a memory unlocked kind of vibe. Because like I think there's a phase, at least for me, when like applesauce was like not in the picture as much. You know, like wasn't on them.
The
it was taken
list.
Off the menu. Mm. It was in this season's menu.
I know my food obsession right now. I feel like everyone's just going to roll their eyes. I really like blackberries.
Why would we roll our eyes?
Because what's your food obsession? Like controversial food berries?
Oh, but I don't think that's controversial.
Yeah, it's not.
I get why people would roll their eyes at you saying it's controversial, but I don't think you were trying to say it was controversial.
No.
I think you were just like, my favorite food right now is fucking blackberries, baby.
Hey, y'all had that, especially if you're like a little bit high.
Berries when you're stoned, I don't think is talked about nearly enough.
I don't think it's talked about enough either.
Strawberries and... Okay, sorry. Yeah, I didn't realize what that would do to the soundboard. If you take raspberries, and then you take blueberries and you put them in the raspberries and then you, I learned that from my old roommate, Lisa, and she's still my friend, but we were roommates and that's where I learned it. And oh my God,
blackberries,
then
raspberries. I say those are superior to blueberries and strawberries.
Which ones?
Blackberries and raspberries.
I could get on board. Strawberries can be fucking cold on my teeth. I'm just like.
Also, if they're not ripe, if they're not good strawberries.
Oh, that's the thing. They got to be nice and tight. They got to be keeping it firm. I don't know why I just gave them an hourglass figure in my hand drawing.
I like strawberries.
I like that Kim K BBL strawberry. I like a strawberry. Nope. It didn't work, Chris.
Next.
Embarrassment for you. Yeah, thank you so much for having my back.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I was wondering if you ever had to dissect animals in high school, and if so, what's the weirdest one that you've had to dissect?
Ah!
Because I'm a TA for a anatomy teacher, and I just walked into class high and found out that they're dissecting cats.
Yeah!
You can be a TA and be high.
That's the takeaway.
Is this still going? Did they say bye?
They said they had to dissect cats and hung up.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just making sure that it ended because I thought there was still
white noise. Wow, I did not know you could be a TA and be high. That's awesome.
I don't think it's like, oh, you can be.
Clearly, you can be.
Yeah,
I admire you, girl. You're having it all. I have a lot of weird dissection stories, and the weirdest part is that they all were in middle school. Exclusively. In high school, I don't think I dissected.
What about elementary? In fifth grade, in Miss Mountjoy's class, we had to dissect a cow's eyeball.
Oh my god. What is that
for
even?
For what?
Doesn't that just melt? Isn't it like a puddle?
They were frozen.
Oh my god. Okay, I've heard truly enough. Thank you, Lex Dog.
Frogs, nope. Rats.
Oh, we had to do a frog, and we had to do a worm.
Oh.
See, like in fourth.
What's inside a worm?
In like third to fifth grade, I don't remember. I mean, it was a fucking worm, and I was like, four.
There's not. I've never thought about the inside of a worm.
Honestly, I've seen the inside of a worm, and I don't think about the inside of a worm, so I think you're good.
But a cat, I only heard, you know, urban legends about classes dissecting cats.
You want to hear what I had to dissect? We did a frog. We did a worm. Eighth grade comes around. This is when you get to do the fetal pigs. Mm-hmm. Oh, the pigs that had died in the womb. I remember.
Oh, I don't have the stomach for that.
I won't go into excruciating detail, I promise, because I don't really remember that much because I, too, was blacked out during this and not in the way that I currently get blacked out. But I remember we had to group up. Oh, the smell. I can remember. I have never been so horrified in my life. Every desk. I remember the table. You could smell the science lab like down the fucking hall. And you're like, oh, it's pig day. Fresh after lunch. And you're like, fuck. Each group's table had a plastic bag with just a fucking pig in it. And I was like, okay, so this is trauma, Chris. We're learning about trauma. You're in eighth grade. You're a big boy now. Trauma. Chris, wait till high school. Your parents are going to get divorced. But we walk in, and I'm in this group with like literally exclusively the smartest people in the class. Hands down.
Obviously.
Two Megans, which you know were fucking smart. And then I don't honestly remember the third person. They weren't important.
Justin.
No, I was thinking Connor, but...
Connor.
Honestly, Connor, Justin, same thing. So, and this is a perfect example of me not thinking when I talk. Sorry to our wonderful filmer and editor, Justin Bretter.
I'm no Connor.
No, you aren't. You're a con artist. Just kidding. Anyways, this fucking story about the fetal pig. I was in this group and this one girl, Megan, who was like, I always looked at as like a nerd and all of, like, she was just fucking smart. And like, I was like, well, you're not fun. And that was like how I gauged it. It was like, you're either smart or you're fun. And I was like, I will be fun. So the teacher is like, all right, guys, now the first thing we have to do to dissect the pig is crack the jaw open. And I was like, I'm sorry. You couldn't have given this dead pig with a cracked jaw.
We are 14 years old.
I was like, babe, I can't drive a car.
Babe.
Why? So babe. This girl, Megan, she goes.
Babe.
No, like the pig.
Oh. Oh. I just let out a fart. Oh. Wow. That was a lot to handle.
I'm sorry if I hit the mic too hard.
Oh, I constantly hit the mic. But this girl, Megan, was like, I'll do it in our group. I just remember she was so enthusiastic. And I was like, that's perfect. I don't want to fucking do it. I don't want to fucking touch anything. But I want a good grade on this. So I was like, okay. So she picks the pig up. And I swear to God. I mean, this is just how crystal clear as day this still resides in my brain. Because it was just so shocking. This small little nerdy girl gets up. Picks the pig up by its mouth, her fingers already in the teeth, pulls it, rips it open, and you hear the, and she just goes, ah! And I was like, who the fuck is this? Who the fuck have I been sitting next to all these years and also cheating off of? What the fuck?
She said, we're getting an A.
Oh, she said, we're cracking it wide open.
It ended up to be Megan Trainor.
And she's now known today as hit sensation Megan Trainor. You know I'm all about the bass, about that bass. No trouble. Yeah, it was... trauma. Oh, and we also dissected squid. But then they made calamari after, and that was the first time I ever had calamari, and it was
good. Wait.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. Like, the more you think about childhood, the more you're like, that's so funny. Why wasn't I on drugs then? Like, that would have been lit.
It was. It kind of just, childhood felt like drugs.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that is. Like, yeah. You might be onto something.
Okay, that was rough.
It was, I was like, this, guys, I can't even walk around the hallway with my shirt untucked.
This whole story, I don't know what the camera caught, but I was just like, ugh.
Oh, well, here's the thing. We have three cameras, and two of them caught it all. So, you have two angles.
What about, like, something delightful to end the episode on? Something just marvelous.
What, that isn't, was that story not delightful?
Do you have a nice story you want to finish it on?
No.
I'll tell you about my friend going to the hospital.
I thought we said delightful. All right, maybe this is just when we, this is like a sign from above to end it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wait, what are you pointing at?
Did you play that one?
Oh, play it.
We did play that
one. Oh, sorry.
How dare you interrupt our exit, okay?
My bad.
Thank you so much to everybody. Watch. I just looked at three cameras. Only two of them are pointed at me. Hey, guys.
Thank you to you and you and
you. All right. No, for real. Thank you so much, and we will leave you be now.
Yeah, if you made it this far, I really appreciate it. Chris, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, my God. No, Lexi, I was just about to say thank you so much for coming on my podcast. I can't wait to be on yours. Everybody, go check out Lexi's podcast, at Lexi, everywhere you listen to podcasts. And also be sure to subscribe to her on YouTube. She puts out incredible videos. She just has, like, a good energy that is, like, just nice to watch. You feel like it. You feel it through the screen.
Aww.
And I think you're, like, one of the coolest people to follow, so.
Wow, thank you.
You're so welcome, and I mean that with my whole fucking puss.
Thank you.
The whole labia and all. I'll even throw in the clitoral hood. Okay. You're like, okay, stop,
your clitoral hood loves me?
It opens only for you.
Okay, thank you so much for
Anyways,
watching.
Make sure to subscribe,
rate 5 stars.
Oh, God, rate.
Leave a beautiful unhinged review.
Please stop telling me I'm out of touch. I'm aware. That's why I'm moving.
Goodbye.
What the fuck was the last 3 minutes?
The pig! The pig!
The fucking fetal pig. I can't believe that.